And this afternoon, President Biden spoke to reporters about yesterday's deadly mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado.
You're going to ask me to speculate. Understandably, you'd ask me to speculate about what happened, why it happened. And I'm not going to do that now because we don't have all the information. Not until I have all the facts. But I do know this. As president, I'm going to use all the resources at my disposal to keep the American people safe.
Let's bring in NPR White House correspondent Aisha Roscoe for more. And Aisha, as we heard the president say, we don't know the motive of the shooter, but the president was somber in addressing what is the second mass shooting in a week. What message did he want to get across today?
He first and foremost, he wanted to seem to want to get across this sympathy for those who lost loved ones, those who were injured. There was also a touch of, you could tell that there was a touch of frustration there. You know, he mentioned that there obviously was the shooting in Atlanta last week and the flags were still at half mast and hadn't come up yet. And now he's having them lowered again or going to keep them lowered for this shooting. And, you know, he said it is almost too much to continue saying our heart goes out to these people who lost loved ones. The other thing he said is that there has to be action. He's calling for a reinstatement of the ban on assault weapons. And he wants a ban on high capacity magazines. And he wants Congress to also take actions to strengthen background checks. So that is what he's called. And he very directly called for Congress to take action.
Mm-hmm. He said, I'm talking to you, the U.S. Senate specifically. You know, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was asked this afternoon whether he would support new gun control legislation. Let's listen.
I'm certainly open to the discussion. What I'm not attracted to is something that doesn't work. And there have been deep-seated philosophical differences between Republicans and Democrats about how to deal with gun violence.
Aisha, what are the chances that the Senate will join the House in passing some kind of gun control measures in the near future?
It will not be an easy lift. Obviously, in past years, there have been some gun control laws passed, but they've been narrow in scope, and large scale changes have not happened, and they have not happened in Congress because of those issues that Senator McConnell mentioned. There is a difference in view on how to deal with these issues, and Republicans have argued that some of the things that Democrats have pushed for, like an assault weapons ban, are not effective at ending these shootings. And so there's a real fundamental disagreement in how to move forward.
Is there a sense that in the White House that this issue of gun control could actually derail other parts of the president's agenda? For instance, there's this huge infrastructure bill that could be even larger than his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill, which just passed.
That has been the through line of the administration so far, is what to do next, how to put things in order. If you focus on immigration, does that take away from infrastructure? If you focus on gun control, does that take away from infrastructure? The focus, my understanding is that the focus will continue to be on jobs. But White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki did say that they are looking at possible executive actions, that they have not taken that off the table, what they could do with an executive order on gun control. But they're going to have to continue to talk and work with Congress if they're going to get anything done, and particularly when it comes to gun control.
Can you remind us a little of President Biden's history? He's been for a very long time, very vocal about gun legislation and pushing for it, and been kind of a leader on some of the ones that we know of. For instance, his push for universal background checks, which did not pass after Sandy Hook.
Yeah, well, he was obviously, when he was in Congress, he worked on these issues. He mentioned today that he worked on the Brady Bill and that gun control measure. But as vice president, he was the point person after Sandy Hook in trying to get some gun control legislation passed that obviously did not come together. But there was a big push, and he was the head of that for the Obama administration.
Yeah, there's lots here. with less than 30 seconds I have with you, I mean, we're waiting for plans for this big infrastructure bill. Do you know when we'll find out details about it?
We still don't know. The White House is being close to the chest about that. But, you know, there is talk now. Things are bubbling up and we'll see what they end up putting out.
This is Aisha Roscoe, NPR White House correspondent. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.